Hey guys, this is Steve the Scout. I am the voice of the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. The Pro Football Scouting Podcast is available to you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Today I am continuing with my Hall of Fame series where the last 2 weeks, what I have done, and actually, I'm sorry, last 3 weeks, what I've done is I've gone position by position. I started 3 weeks ago with quarterbacks. The week after that, I did running backs. And the week after that, last week, I did wide receivers and tight ends. And I said, of these guys playing today, which ones right now are locks for the NFL Hall of Fame? And which ones are close? And the ones that are close, what do they need to do to get there if they can still make it? So this week, I am focusing specifically on offensive linemen. I have realized that for offensive linemen, there's a combination of three different things that they have to do to get into the Hall of Fame. Combination number one is they have to have won at least 2 Super Bowls, made 5 Pro Bowls, and had a sustained period of dominance. Now, let me explain the difference between dominance and just being great. You compare a running back like Adrian Peterson and Frank Gore. Adrian Peterson was the dominant running back of this generation. After him, it was LeSean McCoy. That's another example of dominant. What Frank Gore was a great running back who was just consistent over a long period of time. So, my point is that if they're only going to make 5 Pro Bowls, they need to make 5 Pro Bowls and be really freaking dominant. Think of Terrell Davis. The guy didn't make that many Pro Bowls, but when he was playing, he was the best running back in the league, if not, you know, maybe the second best. When you look at combination one again, at least 2 Super Bowls, a period of dominance with 5 Pro Bowls. The second way you can get into the Hall of Fame as an offensive lineman is going to be 8 Pro Bowls. If you get 8 Pro Bowls, you get in. And then I also believe that if you do get in the range of 6 to 7, and for most of those years you've been one of the very best, and I mean like top 3 best in the league at that position, then that can get you in as well. Now bear in mind that if you want to talk about someone that's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, you really need to get at least 10. You know, if you want to be an offensive lineman and get in on the first ballot, because it's harder to get in that way. So that kind of breaks down my criteria in terms of trends I've seen for offensive linemen getting in the Hall of Fame and the trends that I think we'll be seeing in the future. So I'm going to go through today all the offensive linemen that I believe are currently locks, and also the ones that I believe are not locks, but they can still get in if they continue to have a good career and be as successful as they have been in the past. Just so you know, every Friday, send your questions, because each week I will answer your guys' questions. If I get a question that is worth talking about for an entire show, I may just talk about one question for an entire show. A couple weeks ago, someone had asked me if Tom Brady was a systems quarterback. I thought that question was worth dedicating an entire show to. Otherwise, I'll pick a few questions each week to respond to, and I will give you guys a shout out right here on the show. So with that being said, let's dive in. Let's dive into these offensive linemen and go over the ones that are locks for the Hall of Fame and the ones that can get in, just not yet. So this may come as a surprise to you, but of all the active NFL offensive linemen, there is only one right now that I believe is a lock for the Hall of Fame, and that is left tackle for the Philadelphia Eagles, Jason Peters. He's made 9 Pro Bowls. He's won a Super Bowl, and he's consistently been one of the 3 or 4 best left tackles in the NFL. Joe Thomas, who just retired, he is a definite lock for the Hall of Fame. Jason Peters may not be a first ballot guy, However, I do think Joe Thomas is. Pretty much all the guys, the other guys that I would talk about have had 5 to 6 Pro Bowls. But let's go through the other guys that are at 5 to 6 Pro Bowls and me tell you, you know, do I think they can still make it at this point? A guy that I think needs maybe just another 1 or 2 really good years and he's in, because he's been absolutely dominant, is Marshall Yanda, the guard for the Ravens. Now, he's won a Super Bowl. Add that to his resume. But still to this day, look, Zach Martin's great. David DeCastro is great. Marshall Yanda is still in that conversation for best guard in the NFL. Not only has he made Pro Bowls, but he has been an absolutely dominant player. When you look at the NFL's list of top 100 players in the NFL, and I think they've been doing it, I don't know, for like 5, 6 years now, but I bet you he's probably made it about as many times as anyone. He's a guy that is consistently one of the best guards in the NFL, and still is. Another guy that is having an absolutely tremendous career that I believe he's in the same situation as Yanda. He's been so dominant. He just needs about 2 to 3 more seasons, and he'll be in the Hall of Fame. And that is left tackle of the Dallas Cowboys, Tyron Smith. I would say, you know, if you're going to look at who have been the 3 best left tackles in the NFL, it's been Joe Thomas, Jason Peters, and Tyron Smith. In terms of how great they are, I would put Tyron Smith as number 2 behind Joe Thomas. And to be honest, you can even interchange those, because those guys, there's not a whole lot that actually separates them. But Tyron Smith has been absolutely incredible since coming into the league. He's been one of those guys where he has not just made Pro Bowls, but he has been an absolutely dominant player at that position. Another guy that you know, this guy's going to need to make, I believe, at least 8 Pro Bowls to get in, but he's got 5, and he's still playing at a high level, is left tackle Trent Williams of the Washington Redskins. Trent Williams, he has been dominant, not quite as dominant as Tyron Smith, so I think he's going to need to do it for a little bit longer than Tyron will to get in. Jaire Evans, the tackle who played most of his career with New Orleans, he's made 6. He's been a great player. I just don't see him getting in really unless he makes about 10, just because he has not been as dominant as some of these other players. I look at a guy like Marquise Pouncey. He's been a really, really good center, a great one. But he's not an all-time great. He's going to be a guy that he's made 6 Pro Bowls, but I see him needing around 10 if he's going to get in. Joe Staley is a guy that, you know, the last guy I'll talk about, a guy that has made 6 Pro Bowls there. He's made 6 Pro Bowls, but Joe Staley, to me, although he's been great, you know, he's another guy that really needs to make 10 if he wants to have a case for the Hall of Fame. Look, Mike Munchak and John Hanna, those guys got in with 9. You know, it took Will Shields, you know, 12, he got in. Look, Steve Hutchinson right now, he's made 7 Pro Bowls. He's been first team all pro 5 times. He's not in. Fanuc has made it 9 times. These guys will get in, but my point is that it is hard to get into the NFL Hall of Fame as an offensive lineman. And again, just follow these criteria. Again, as I said in the beginning, they have to at least have won a few Super Bowls, 5 Pro Bowls, and a period of just ridiculous dominance, 8 Pro Bowls, or at least 6 Pro Bowls, with you being a dominant force most of those years. And, you know, those right now are, it's really where it's at. Right now, the only guy that's going to get in that's a lock is Jason Peters. Again, Joe Thomas will get in. The other guys I mentioned, they're having great careers, but they still have their work cut out for them. All right, guys, that is it for today's show. Wednesday's show is going to be a little bit of education. I'm going to go over how to properly scout a cornerback, because in today's NFL, with cornerbacks, bigger is better. With the kind of athletic receivers we have coming out, It's cornerbacks, great cornerbacks, have never been as in demand as they are right now in the NFL. This Wednesday, I'm going to show you what is the best way to scout those cornerbacks. Until next time, this is Steve the Scout, signing off.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.